Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Guantanamo has three gift shops. Recently, the gift shops did a collaboration with Disney, so you could bring home a t-shirt that says Guantanamo Bay with a Minnie Mouse on it. Or one with palm trees that says, "It don't get mo better than this." For the mindful, there was a coffee mug with a simple mantra: "Be here now, Guantanamo Bay." We passed up the souvenir offer on day one. Maybe you caught Sarah's hesitation in the tape. Because how inappropriate. But by day three...
Oh, I'm totally getting a bobblehead.
There we were, shelling out cash for Fidel Castro bobbleheads to bring to our loved ones back home.
Yeah, that is a short snippet of season four of the podcast, Serial. The presenter of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke, and our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, are both with me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Elaine, how would you describe this podcast?
It's a prison camp told week by week, as they say in the intro. I tell you what, I did not get Gitmo still going. That revelation in the first few moments of it really shook me.
Right.
As of 2024, there's still 30 people there.
Yeah.
Some of them long have, you know, been proven not to deserve to be there. There's just no next steps in place. So this is an examination of the mess that is Guantanamo Bay and how you get to that position and to get a number of people basically to collaborate on this, the people working there. It is kind of like an examination of the just doing my job mentality. And there's a lot of nuance and detail in it that they've had 10 years to sift through, because those interviews, that visit to Guantanamo was in 2015. Yeah. And I guess they've just been wondering what to do with these interviews and this story ever since.
Did you know much, Jess, about Guantanamo Bay beforehand?
No, and that's the thing that I've taken away from this.
Right.
Is that... obviously, you've heard of Guantanamo Bay.
Watched a lot of movies based around it.
You hear reference to it and all the rest. I knew nothing about it. And I think the incredible thing about this story, and I remember saying the same thing to you guys about the Inside the Crime podcast that we reviewed a few months ago, is that this podcast puts the people at the center of the story. So it doesn't talk about the concept of Guantanamo Bay. That you hear from the people who worked there, you hear from people who were imprisoned there, you hear from the wives of men who were imprisoned there, and it gives you an entirely different focus. And that clip that we just heard there, to me, kind of jarred me instantly, because everything I'd heard or thought I knew about Guantanamo was not a gift shop where you could buy
Party Central.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They talk
about
Ibiza,
it sounds like, nearly. Yeah.
But that's it, though. You had people who were involved in interrogations and in force feedings, and they're talking about the session and that you could go for a surf 20 minutes after you finish your shift.
Yeah.
And it just shows the importance of humanity and the humans at the heart of stories, because perception could be one thing and then the reality is something different.
So in the podcast, Elaine, who do they talk to?
Oh, they talked to a lot of people. Now, I will say, I felt for the first few episodes that there weren't enough voices from previous detainees included, but later into the season, you do hear a lot more.
How many episodes have you listened to?
I've listened to six, which is what's released at the moment.
Yeah, I'm only on five now. Yeah. I only started this yesterday. Spoiler alert, I loved this podcast. Loved it.
Yeah.
Great.
Five and six is definitely where you hear more from the individuals that are detained. But for the majority of it, a lot of the speaking time goes to... prison guards, people who worked there in interrogation, a linguist who worked there as part of a two-part story, quite centralised. Someone who literally ran the camp is part of another two-part story for what was the worst year in Guantanamo's history, which is saying something.
Yeah.
But at that start, when you hear from a lot of people that work there, it's like Jess said, one of them actually describes it as like college, but instead of classes, it's Gitmo. And I would say instead of classes, it's breaking international law and sidestepping the Geneva Conventions, because you're not technically calling them prisoners of war. Like, it's quite troubling when you hear them talk about it like that. And like, there's a lot of sex and drugs and rock and roll and then, you know, torture prisoners.
I found it really interesting. Sarah Koenig and Jaina Shivers, the two people who are presenters.
The two, we should say that, yeah.
They are excellent at sort of probing and going down the road that I, as a listener, wanted to know. So, for example, they're talking to people who were involved in force feedings. Mm-hmm. And they ask the question of, how did you feel when you were doing that?
How did you do it?
How did you do it? But, you know, there's one guy whose job was to film it. And then in later episodes, when they're talking to guards, before very upsetting things happen, she's saying, you know, well, what did you do before that happened? Like, did you have dinner? Did you go out? And I think it's that juxtaposition between the normalcy of the individuals who are working at Guantanamo Bay and then the bananas nature of what they were doing in their day-to-day lives and how they squared it away. And what's really interesting is so many of them say, I didn't really think about it. I was doing my job. Yeah. I'm doing what I'm told. Like, I was told to carry out this task.
Sort of gives you a little bit of an insight into kind of American military and what it is for people who are in the American army
and
to be a soldier.
That post 9/11 mindset, because that's obviously when this all came about, and it's peppered throughout, and some of them are modern day interviews where they still have these biases that were just bedded down in that post 9/11 context. One person literally says, I think it's Baumgartner, the guy who ran the camp, said, I couldn't tell the difference between an Arab and a terrorist. And he says that sincerely and like an offhand comment, like it's nothing. But that's terrible. You can't be saying stuff like that. But those biases are inherent everywhere. And even their own colleagues who were Arabs or had the Arabic language and were able to communicate with the prisoners because of that, like there were suspicions around them and there was all these biases towards them. It's littered with this complete anti-Muslim sentiment throughout as well.
Dana and Sarah, the two co-presenters, how did you find their style, Jess?
I loved their style.
Yeah, so colloquial, isn't it? It's just
colloquial. And you can hear, there's times when Sarah Koenig goes, like, you can hear her surprise and, again, her human response. She's not there as a journalist in a suit and tie.
I felt we were in Peter's pub chatting to her.
And we love Peter's pub. But it was exactly like sitting around a table and she's telling you the story. Yeah. And I actually think that's why you were able to binge it. Because
I just told Elaine and Jess before we came on air, I only started this yesterday evening at about 6 o'clock. I'm 5 episodes into it.
But
I loved it. I couldn't put it down.
As disturbing and upsetting
as bizarre to say,
I think it is told in a brilliant way. And I think it's an example of incredible journalism and thorough journalism. And it's the kind of journalism that kind of makes my heart happy, because it shows that there is incredible value in this medium of storytelling. In no other format would you get this level of detail. Like, there's no other way that this
time,
could be done.
As you said, to sit down and actually do something and research something like this. Did you, Elaine, listen to the previous seasons of Serial? Like, is this your first experience of it? It's mine.
No, I listened to seasons 1 and 2, and one was obviously this kind of like kickstarter for the obsession with true crime and podcasts. And then 2 was actually something that's similar enough to this story, with the story of Bo Bergdahl, who was military personnel in Afghanistan and then was charged with desertion. But I had to look up what was season 2 because I couldn't actually remember that was the story. So I found season 2 quite forgettable, and then I didn't listen to season 3.
Will you recommend this season 4?
Well, see, that's where I have trouble here, because I do think there's nothing I can fault here. It is excellent. As Jess said, it's excellent reporting. It's produced really well.
The story.
It's a Serial style. I learned that Gitmo is still open in the first few minutes. And since then, nothing about my perspective has been changed by listening to 6 episodes of this podcast.
Okay.
Because we knew these bad things were done there and continue now, I know that, to be done. Just basically falsely imprisoning people. But like, it's not really, there's not really taking any point of view here. And I'm not saying that they have to do that because they're trying to be a documentarians, but I just feel like it's a little bit empty in that respect.
Yes.
And it's just lacking for me there.
I think it's an important listen. I think it's one of those ones.
I thought it was fascinating.
I think maybe if you're more informed than I was on it, but I actually felt like I learned a lot more, and I think it did shift my perspective.
How many stars?
All of the stars. Take them all. Yeah, take them
Elaine.
All.
I gotta say 3, just because I just don't see myself recommending it as a must listen.
Well,
a good listen.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it if you're looking for a podcast. We're talking about season 4 of Serial. 6 episodes currently out. I'm going to give it 5 stars. That's our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, and the presenter of For Tech's Sake, Elaine Burke. Thanks a million to you both.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.